Okay. Now, I'm a very poor horseman myself, and you might say, if I should ride a horse, I would probably... do what?
Well, now, are you in the movement?
Yes, I'm... See, why should you get on a horse? And I wouldn't get very far because I'd probably...
fall off.
Okay. I remember what they put on the horse's feet.
Oh, feet.
To protect them.
Horseshoes.
And it was a game also, and they'd throw these things, the men would play a game.
Yes, that's a game of horseshoes too.
Same word.
Yes.
And they'd wake it up.
Not so.
Quoits or quoits.
Yes, quoits. My husband used to show quoits.
All right. Now, the parts of the feet that you put the shoes on are called the horse's
hoofs.
And you remember the name, what they call the big old male sheep? Special word for him.
No, I don't believe I do.
You've called him buck.
Yes, I've heard it.
Ram.
A ram and a buck, yes. That's right. They're both familiar.
Uh-huh. Now, again, any taboo or any word that they wouldn't use around women, for example? Probably not.
No.
You weren't around the farm too much. No, the female sheep would be the, what, the ram and the,
You.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did they raise sheep for? The primary product?
Wool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there's,
any way to distinguish,
between the various types of, hogs? The male, for example, or full-grown, or small, or...
Yes, let me see, because it's a pig when it's...
That would be a general word for all hogs.
Well, that's what I would use, but I'd say the pigs.
Mm-hmm. And, how about a male? Have any special word for him? Boar.
No, I know there is no
boar. Alright.
You would not be apt to...
I wouldn't be apt to, no. I don't think I would. I'd probably just speak of them as the pigs. Or I might say the male pig if I was going to...
How about the female? Is there a word for that you can recall?
Yes, there is, but I don't believe I can tell you what it is.
Okay. This is not any experience. I don't want to force
it.
No. Well, when they're full grown, great big things, would you still call them pigs?
Hogs.
Stop drooling here.
The great big teeth they had sticking out.
Teeth.
Or, was that what, on a hog? Would you call it the hogs?
Tusks, I guess you'd call them.
Uh-huh. And the stiff hair on the hog's neck is called,
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Well, a brush would probably have these very stiff,
Bristles. Mm-hmm.
That would be probably the one which would be more common than horses. Now, the thing you put the food in for any hogs...
trough.
And, say you had three, you could say, I've put the food in three...
Troughs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the noise that a calf makes for its mother, so it would be a what? You talk about the noise of the calf. The calf is,
Well, would she moo?
I don't know. You hear a bawl?
Bawl, yes. Yes.
Now the noise the cow makes when the calf is taken away from it. Any special words?
Oh dear, what does she do? She doesn't bawl, she